Media practitioners have been asked to stop speculating about the cause of death of President Mills. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a close confidant and chairman of the Ghana National Railway Governing Board, Dan Markin, said the president was treated well when he suddenly took ill. He said the late president even submitted himself to proper treatment and checkup.
I wonder if anybody in his right sense would do that to his president, and in particular to President Mills. The castle has ambulances sitting in the castle. Ambulances. I'm not saying an ambulance. Ambulances. More than one ambulance sitting in the castle. So on what basis will anybody bungle him and put him in a boot? Which boot? On what basis? Please, let's stop this kind of denigration of people. And in particular, our beloved past president. He has served this country very well. Serve this country with integrity, with honesty, with truth, with love, and with peace. Let us not in any way denigrate his hard-won reputation and also the people around him who served him.
I am wondering, Mr. Markin, that even in an office such as GBC, directors have secretaries and other attendants or officers who work with them. How much more in the castle when the president was there? And they were saying that it was only two people who escorted him to the hospital in that manner.
You see, people are speculating. They didn't know. Maybe they are trying to harness all the facts. The issue is that the president was treated well. The president subjected himself to proper treatment and proper checkups. You recall that I indicated earlier on that I was with him in the U.S. the last but one time that he went to the U.S. and he was given a clean medical bill. He said that he was very well and very clean. I was personally there. So people should stop this speculation. I indicated to you this morning, to your station, that even the very Tuesday, the records are there that he exercised about 30 minutes that morning. The man was strong and was meeting people, and his sister will bear you out. So when we went, she said that he met with him, he was all right. There are many people who saw him that Tuesday. There are some of the Koreans who were with him around 1 o'clock thereabout and prayed with him. He was walking around, he was all right. When God called a person, he has his prerogative. And that's why I told you this morning, Jesus Christ, the reason why they did not break his bones was that they were shocked that he could die at that short time. They broke the other people, the thieves, they broke their bones. But Jesus, they did not touch his bone. They had to use a spear on his side because when they went to him, he was already dead. When God is calling people, he can do it so fast. The same thing happened with Elijah. He called him so fast. The same thing happened with Enoch. He called him so fast. The same thing happened with Stephen. So please, let us respect what God does, for God is sovereign. And let us not denigrate the man and say that he was treated like something else. Please, with all due respect.
Mr. Markin said late President Mills brought to the fore a new lease into policies, saying Ghanaians should stop playing negative politics with his death.